Autobots, transform!
Well, hey, welcome back to the Transformers Nitpickers Podcast Show. I'm Paul.
I'm John.
And today it is episode 36 of Transformers Cybertron. It is family.
This episode was written by Kazuhisa Sakaguchi, and the last time on Transformers Cybertron, the kids eluded sideways throughout Atlantis in a surprisingly good kid-heavy episode, and then this episode, it is not good.
No, we start out with Wang Ding. This actually looks kind of cool, and don't get used to it. But yeah, he's out having a look around, flying around in space, having a great old time, looking for Bud and the Minicons who warped away with the Atlantis, but there's no sign of them. And even though they know Starscream has no idea where Gigantion is, Vector Prime says they know Starscream and Sideways are going to Gigantion. Like, no, you don't know that.
But why was Wang Ding looking around? Like, what was his approach? Just blindly flying around the galaxy, hoping he'd bump into them? Thus begins the stupidity. Vector Prime assures Kobe that Bud's going to survive the trip since he's got the intelligence of a child, like a Minicon.
Even though we were told the Minicon's brains were small like a human's brains and complex like a human's brains, like, you know, complex for its size as compared to an Autobot's brain. Like, we never said that the Minicons were childlike, even though Jolt clearly is. I don't think they use those words.
Yeah, he's clearly stupid like a child is stupid. This whole episode is stupid and I hate it. But Kobe, this is, for what it's worth, dear listener, this is probably going to be the episode that is my least favorite at the end of this season. But Kobe and Lori, the Red Alert says, even, you know, you're a little older, but you're going to be fine. And also, conveniently, Transformers have, quote, inherent stabilizing properties, so they're going to be fine too.
Yeah, there's something with Vector Prime's sword and something with the Matrix of Leadership, and even though, you know, the ship is as old as it is and has a fucking rag for a gas cap, it should have warped through just fine too. It's what it was built for. But now we go to Tim.
This is completely useless. There's no point to anything that happens here. None. At all.
No, he's got the news on and no reason for anyone to worry about the black hole in the sky that is a hole in the sky, and they call it the hole in the sky, but don't worry about it. And also on Earth, all of a sudden, are Kobe and Lori, and yeah. Kobe calls Tim.
And there's no point to this. Like, seriously, there's no point. Kobe says something to Tim. Tim says, yeah, whatever, and then we move on. So we go to the Autobots who are fighting the scrap metals that the Cybertron defense team completely obliterated already, but apparently they haven't.
Yep.
That's
Remember
a little bit of
that?
Action. And then Landmine is back on Earth, and he runs into Smokescreen, who he calls Crosswise.
Yeah, because he's just driving down the road wondering how Kobe's doing, and he sees Smokescreen standing there. It looks like he's hitchhiking, actually. He's like, oh, it's Crosswise. Wonder what he's doing. And but if you check the wiki for that character, because I'm like, this can't be a new character. He looks exactly like Smokescreen. That is the character's name, and they've just been calling him Smokescreen all this time.
Yeah, I wasn't having a stroke, right? Yeah, okay. Anyway, Smokescreen, I'm just going to keep calling him Smokescreen. He's like, hey, you better go check this thing out. And it's Mudflap ramming the front of his cab, he's in vehicle mode, into a tree, like berating himself for having joined the Decepticons.
He's like, no, I was so stupid. I joined the Decepticons. They're all lunatic. Oh,
it's so dumb. But yeah, he's all pissed off, and then Landmine shows up, and again, this is pointless because they argue for a bit. Landmine reiterates that they're friends, which had never been established, and then Mudflap punches him.
I practically raised him, he said. Well, okay, raising somebody and being the friend is not the same thing, and there's some parents that should get that through their fucking head there, I said it. He has a line like, oh, if you're done with this Decepticon business, I want my friend back. Okay, fine.
So Mudflap says, I will be your ami again, ho-ho. And then suddenly, all the civilian Autobots are there, and they all applaud him and drive away happy crazy into the sunset.
Yeah, and there's this huge construction vehicle in the back row of these guys. I'm thinking, we haven't seen this thing before. Like, it's too detailed to just be a one and done. That has to be a new character. But
I think we saw him before digging out something. I want to say we saw him before, but
maybe.
Yeah, like the little mopeds there, the other fast cars.
Oh, when they were hauling up, I think it was Landmine,
time,
when he was way down at the bottom of
him
the thing. Okay, now that you mention it.
Anyway, we go to a garage, and Lori and Kobe are in there trying to figure out what they're going to tell their parents, and my thought was, it doesn't matter, because you two have been off on this adventure for the entire series, and your parents never questioned shit.
What have you been telling them up to this point? Like, and she's like, oh, we could tell them we're going to summer school in Europe. Now they want to see report cards. I'm thinking, well, just make a fucking report card, right?
Yeah.
If they're going to buy the fact that you're in Europe, handing them a card in another language is not going to be a big deal. Then it's like, or we could tell them we ran off to get married. but we won't really get married, will we?
Yeah, well, no shit, I think you're fucking 12. Speed.
Yeah.
So then we cut to, oh, Kobe decides they're going to tell the truth, and Lori runs off, and then we cut to Secret Agent Man, who's talking to his superior, I don't know who this is, about how, like,
yeah,
oh,
it's the president again, but oh, now the she's okay.
Yeah, I forgot, because they did the hologram of her a bunch of episodes back, but
yeah.
She's like, hey, I thought you were cuckoo, loony, loopy tunes, about the Transformers situation. yeah, but she's happy with his work, and then he gets a call in the special priority line, and we cut away.
And now back at Kobe's house, he and Lori have his parents and her parents out on the front step because they'd rather stand outside in the mosquitoes and June bugs and shit than go inside and sit down, I guess. And his dad is like, all right, let's get this straight. The giant hole in the sky that scientists are calling the giant hole in the sky is in fact a giant hole in the sky that's going to devour the entire universe. No, that's just silly.
Oh yeah, this is big. As you know, Kobe, I'm your father. Like, yes. Everything they say for the rest of this conversation, and man, did I ever check out for it,
all
stuff that we already know. Commercial break.
And when we come back, we're still out on the step and Landmine is watching them from the trees. It reminded me of that episode of GoBots where they sent Blockhead the cement truck on the stealth mission. But yeah, Landmine's sitting there watching them, and he says that, okay, yeah, Optimus is radioing in now, and Landmine's like, yeah, our secret's still safe. Humans don't know about us, except, yes, they fucking do. We'll get to that. But the kids still can't get through to their parents that, you know, they're telling the truth about the Autobots and Cybertron and the other dimension and the black hole and everything else.
Yeah, Lori even asks, Lori, actually, her dad calls her Miha, and I don't know why. I don't think that was ever brought up before, but Lori asks Six-Speed to transform. He won't. And then Kobe starts pleading to his dad, telling him about Bud. And I'm checking out for everything he says, but what I couldn't help but notice is that every time Kobe opens his mouth, his face actually expands. It's this really weird animation where his face is like bulging with every single word. It looks silly.
Now that you mention it, yeah, I can picture that. But after I haven't watched the episode, but yeah, his father thinks that because Kobe mentions Bud, and he's like, oh, Bud's with Tim. But then Kobe says Bud was captured by Starscream, and no, he wasn't. And he was taken, and no, he wasn't. He was accidentally brought along, and there's a very good chance that Starscream is either unaware or couldn't care less about Bud, right?
Like, but nothing...
It wasn't intentional that Bud went with him.
Yeah, but nothing Kobe says is true, and nothing the parents say none of this matters, and it matters even less that Secret Agent Man and Dum Dum show up, and then Lori's like, oh yeah, by the way, I called him, because I guess she has his phone number, but...
she had to run off before. He's like, I'll be right back, yeah.
Yeah, but he shows up and at first will not back up their story, and then immediately right after, so I was like, why did he bother to show up? But then right after, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, it's all true. And fuck this episode. Well, fuck it in its stupid face.
He says everything they're saying is true, but he won't vouch for them. Or he admits to the kids, yeah, everything you're saying is true, but I'm not going to tell your parents it's true because it's too
right
dangerous.
There.
And then Professor Suzuki has this line, we know you've been to other planets, but this is another dimension after all. It's like, that's where the line in the sand is. It's like you're letting them go to another planet next to the fucking black hole. That's fine. But
And why do Secret Agent Man and Dum Dum have any authority in this? If the Autobots say we want them to go and the kids want to go and their parents, who admittedly are completely uninvolved in their children's life, don't give a shit, how come Secret Agent Man and Dum Dum can come in and say yes or no? It doesn't matter. Because then Optimus Prime shows up with Vector Prime and Six-Speed transforms, and the parents finally clue in that it's all real.
Well, yeah, and Kobe and Lori kind of talk over their transformations because they do the long, detailed transformations here, and I did notice they went really out of their way to avoid saying Vector Prime, Master of Space and Time. Like, Kobe introduces him as Clockwork Guy.
Cocking it up.
It's like all the things Vector Prime would have seen in his long lifetime, and then says he has powers over time and space. So yeah, they're really trying not to rhyme,
which they should have, because that would have at least been something for this episode. But then there's a bit where they talk about how important the kids are, and I kind of don't understand why the kids are needed, but I do understand why it's said in this episode, because this episode is stupid and I hate it.
Yeah, because Optimus is, like, hesitant about bringing the kids. Oh, they've been such a great help. And Landmine's like, yeah, they fixed me up different times. And
one time.
Then Optimus just says that Lori helped plan our secret base. Like, it's the reason why it has bathrooms is basically what he says. That's all she has contributed is decorating the place. Like, could you be, the girl helped decorate the place. She picked up the drapes now, but Kobe's dad thinks it might be okay for Kobe to go if he goes too, because they're his sons after all. And Lori's dad wants to go too. And I think it would have been funnier though, if it had a panned over to Lori's dad and he's just standing there looking. And then his wife elbowed him. It's like, come on, Ernesto, do something.
So the kids are going to go. The parents accept it. Lori's, Mia's, whatever her name is, her mom runs off and makes lunch. And then we cut to a plateau where Kobe gives Secret Agent, everybody's there. Kobe gives Secret Agent Man a communicator that I guess he just made because he can do that stuff. Why not? And
well, Lori's, I think it's the Genesis 6-button controller, X-ray, everything but a toaster thing that he had before.
It's probably a toaster too. And Lori's mom gives the kids food, which actually might be the only thing in this episode that made sense because I have not seen these kids eat when they're on Cybertron.
Well, she even says, like, are they feeding you in space? And Lori's like, well, not really.
We have toilets, but we just don't have a reason to shit. Anyway, the kids get in the Autobots and they take off on an invisible Super Dave Osborne space bridge. And the adults talk way too much. And then Kobe's dad says, you know, the thing I'm proud of most in this world is my three sons. And I just thought, why Tim?
Adults can't cross into the other dimension because their brains are fully developed. They're too set in their ways, so to speak. Well, if they had to come up with some reason, I guess that's points for creativity. I don't think we've seen that before. But really, they're just too set in their ways. They can't take new things at face value. Now, it is absolutely true that kids can learn new things more easily than adults. Languages are a great example. It's easy for kids to learn a second language. Not as easy for an adult, but by no means impossible. But nobody has gone to another dimension before, kid or adult. It'd be as new to an adult as it would be to a kid. What difference would it make? Most of us are in our mid to late teens when we learned to drive a car. That's almost an adult. My brother was 27 when he learned to drive a motorcycle. Never mind learning something new, adults can change the way they think or do things they already know, too. You do it all the time. Every January, you have to start putting a new year when you write the date. Well, you might write the old one down for a few days or weeks, but by February, you're probably okay. Or if you visit another country where they're driving the other side of the road, you catch on soon enough. Best example of all, Charlie Duke, the youngest guy to ever walk on the moon, something only 12 people have done, was 36 when he did that. I mean, he already knew how to walk, but he never did it in 1/6 gravity while encased in a bulky spacesuit to protect him from being microwaved alive in a vacuum where one missed...
Here we are at the end of another episode of the Transformers Nitpickers podcast show. The episode we just made our way through was Family.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, was there anything good about this?
I kind of liked how Kobe introduced Vector Prime to his parents, how he called him the clockwork guy, and how they really went out of the way to not make it rhyme. The transformations looked all right, but this is not a good episode.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I liked about this. And that's about it. Because this was such a short episode, Paul, as soon as I was watching, I was like, we're going to pound through this piece of crap.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, time for another game. Here is the game, dear listener. We've done this one before. I am going to give Paul an English translation of a Japanese title of an episode of Cybertron, and then I'm going to give him three North American titles, and he has to guess which North American title lines up with the Japanese title. Oh, so there's good. Five of them, Paul.
Okay.
Here is the first one. The Japanese title was Revival of the Monsters. Was that episode Hero, Trap, or Time?
Oh, wow. Well, it's got to be the episode where Starscream revives the monsters, but I forget what it was called now.
I thought that'd be an issue.
Trap, maybe?
Correct! Oh, okay. It is Trap. All right. Good job. Okay, here's the next one. There were a couple of titles that I looked at, and I was like, I don't care, you know, what episode it was. That's just a great title. And here it is. The Amazing Guy from Outer Space.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, Was that Assault, Fallen, or Savage?
The Amazing Guy from Outer Space. Fallen. Isn't that the very first one where Landmine, well, falls? I'm going to go with Fallen.
That is incorrect. It was Assault.
Oh.
Now, here's the third one. This was the gimme. Save the Human City. Was that Speed, Ice, or Collapse?
I remember this one because that was your favorite of the first half. I was going to say it's Collapse, where they take all the water out of the mine so that the mountain comes down and the city is not flooded.
Yeah, that is correct. You're 2 out of 3 so far. This one might be an easy one, I don't know. The title is The Sacred Homeworld, Planet Cybertron, Destroyed? There's a question mark and an exclamation point. Is that Invasion,
Terabang,
Fallen, or Critical?
No, Fallen's the first one, I remember that. I'm going to have to say Critical?
It actually was Fallen. Oh. You kind of had it there at the beginning. And you know what? It wasn't an Interrobang, but it should have been. And dear listener, if you want to look up my absolute favorite grammatic symbol, look up the Interrobang. It's perfect. Here's the last one, Paul. You are 50% right now. This is the question that will determine if you win the game or you're kicked off of the podcast. the Japanese title is Mystical Dragon King Flame Convoy. They were really going for the density of words in that one.
Wow.
Is that episode Deep, Haven, or Race?
Wow. Because Haven, I think, is one of the earlier ones. I'm going to go with Deep.
That is correct. You can stay on the podcast. 3 out of 5. Hey, 60% ain't bad. Oh, that was a fun game. I just love the amazing guy from outer space. I want that put on my tombstone. So that was a really bad episode of the Transformers and a really dumb game I came up with. The next episode Paul and I are going to review is called Titans. If you want to email a couple giants in the podcasting world, I don't know, look for Mabimbam or stuff you should know maybe. But if you want to email us, you can by emailing transformersnitpickers@gmail.com.
Yeah, make sure you rate and review us in your podcast app, whatever it is you listen to us with, whatever you listen to they might be giants with, and tell all your friends, tell everybody you know.
You can tell them that they can find old episodes of the Transformers Nitpickers podcast show at transformersnitpickers.podbean.com. And until the next episode, keep on transforming.
See you later. All right, let's get this straight.